नेक्स्ट पेशेंट इज बजार में BJARME क्रॉयर KROYER दिस कंसल्टेशन कंसल्टेशन एक्सपर्ट डॉक्टर बोना रीजन फॉर कंसल्टेशन एट्रियल फिब्रिलेशन evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 78-year-old with a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient stated that he has symptoms of palpitation for the last 5 years period. In 2019, patient underwent a cardioversion at Las Vegas period. Recently, patient is completing increase in shortness of breath and palpitation and electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, Eliquis, 5 mg 2 times daily, metoprolol, tartrate, 100 mg 2 times daily, levothyroxine, 100 microgram daily, Flomax, atorvastatin, 40 mg daily, and multivitamins period. Social history, now history of smoking. Patient occasionally drink. Patient drink 1 to 2 drinks per day. Period. Patient is retired, not working at this time. Period. Family history. No history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general. Dinner, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspera history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated now history, arthritis. Neurological now history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, pulse 70, respiration 16, weight is 210 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is irregular. 1 hour 6 systole murmur, the sternum border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Clinical mission number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies versus medical therapy, period. Patient like to undergo electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. Procedures can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80%. And sometime need more than one procedure, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.